The battle George Washington waged against this invisible enemy may not seem that glamorous, and it certainly doesn't get much space in any history book. Yet the decision he made here in central New Jersey saved hundreds and perhaps thousands of lives. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
In early March of 1777, General George Washington was recruiting troops that would stick with him for the duration of the Revolution.
Washington, for the first time, would have troops that would be recruited for 3 years or the duration of the war. So the thing that was really on his mind was the threat that smallpox posed to his army. They had been dying like flies the first 2 years, much more so than from British bullets.
Richard Patterson is executive director of the Old Barracks Museum in Trenton, New Jersey. And he says disease was the biggest killer in the army, and Washington decided to arm the troops against viruses as well.
He took the bold step of using the controversial process of inoculating against smallpox. This was probably the first mass inoculation in Western history that was successful, because you had the entire army inoculated. This was turned into a Continental Army hospital, and this is one of the places where that inoculation was going on.
The inoculation wasn't perfect, but it created far better odds than if the army had done nothing.
It's estimated that depending on how you caught it in the natural way, that something like between 60, possibly even 80% could die from it. The step of actually taking part of the live virus and giving it to somebody rather than a vaccine like we do today, you would become mildly ill, but you were likely to survive it and then have a lifelong immunity. There are some estimates that the death rate from inoculation might have been as small as maybe 8 out of 1,000.
Today, the British barracks have been restored to much the way they looked when Washington's army was here during the Revolution. Traveling the countryside in Trenton, New Jersey, I'm Andrew McCray.